This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. In my house, there's a rule. Any holiday movies or music are banned until after Thanksgiving. It seems like a reasonable enough rule, except that it makes my kids kind of desperate. And in my house, my kids are playing the Will Ferrell movie Elf over and over. It's sad, really. I mean, how many times do I have to hear about those four important food groups?
Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway, it seems, has the same problem. Her son is stuck on the comedy Home Alone.
I don't think so.
So Melissa has come up with a list of holiday films that suit any taste or era, starting with the 1940s, The Little Shop Around the Corner.
Younger viewers may recognize You've Got Mail, which is based on the same premise, but the original is Ernst Lubitsch, and it's kind of the quintessential holiday meet-cute where two rival shopkeepers are battling it out, and they really, really hate each other.
Imagine you dictating what I should wear.
Well, for heaven's sake, I don't care what you wear. If you want to look like a pony in the circus, it's all right. But I have troubles of my own without your blouse coming between Mr. Matacek and me.
Listen, I sold as much goods yesterday as anybody else in the shop. 95 Tango 50 isn't bad for a rainy Monday 3 weeks before Christmas. Did you tell that to Mr. Matacek?
Yes, I did.
And what did he say?
He said, tell him not to come in that blouse anymore.
Tell him I won't.
I will.
But one thing that they don't know is that they've actually been having a secret correspondence this whole time and have kind of fallen in love with each other.
Well, staying with that period, Miracle on 34th Street is your all-time greatest hit.
I rewatched it recently, and it's not nearly as kind of cloying and sentimental as you think. These people are pretty harsh.
And it's got a sort of a feminist track in there of like, have your own career. Don't be defined by your man.
Yeah, and it's also a, you know, kind of a single mother who really wants to infuse her daughter with a sense of, you know, strength and self-reliance. She wants her to, you know, base her beliefs on facts, not kind of these stereotypes or beliefs.
Would you please tell her that you're not really Santa Claus? That there actually is no such person?
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Mrs. Walker, but not only is there such a person, but here I am to prove it.
What's your name?
Kris Kringle.
I mean your real name.
That is my real name.
Trading Places takes us away from the traditional Christmas crash, but what do you think?
It is one of the ultimate screwball comedies. This one's not really for kids, but for older children, it could definitely work, or teenagers. It's, you know, completely hilarious. It involves Dan Aykroyd as a kind of stuffy banker type, and Eddie Murphy as a street hustler, and these two kind of rich white dudes come in and try and make them switch places on a dare.
Duke's used us as guinea pigs. See how our lives would turn out. They made a bet.
Fred is true, sir.
I believe him, Louie.
Duke's ruined my life over a bet. For how much?
A dollar.
Muppet Christmas Carol. Now, I haven't seen this. Is this from the sort of golden era of the Muppets?
This was the first Muppet movie that they made after Jim Henson passed away, and so it was kind of bittersweet for a lot of people. But I have to say, out of the many, many versions of A Christmas Carol, which has gotten a lot of different takes on Charles Dickens' story, the Muppet Christmas Carol kind of works. Plus, it stars Michael Caine, and he is incredible as Scrooge.
If you please, Mr. Scrooge, it's gotten colder.
Yeah.
And the bookkeeping staff would like to have an extra shovel full of coal for the fire.
We can't do the bookkeeping.
Yeah, all of our pens have turned to inksicles.
Yeah, our assets are frozen.
How would the bookkeepers like to be suddenly
unemployed? This is my island in the sun.
Oh, that's fantastic. Finally, I have to say, you've really brought me back here. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. I know this movie.
This is not a good movie. It is a patently ridiculous story about Martians coming to Earth and kidnapping Santa Claus. They want to make Santa Claus bring Christmas cheer to the Martians. And it doesn't go exactly as they plan.
Is Elon Musk in this movie?
Yeah, I think Elon Musk would be a great addition to this movie, but it does have Pia Zadora, who's pretty much the same thing.
Pia Zadora, oh my God.
Right. So, and I mean, Pia Zadora and Elon Musk are more or less interchangeable.
There you go. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. And you can find a link to Melissa's piece for Elle Magazine on our website, thetakeaway.org. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.